Chapter 30. He who loves his son chastises him often, that he may be his joy when he grows up. He who disciplines his son will benefit from him and boast of him among his intimates. He who educates his son makes his enemy jealous and shows his delight in him among his friends. At the father's death, he will not seem dead, since he leaves after him one like himself, whom he looks upon through life with joy, and even in death without regret. The avenger he leaves against his foes, and the one to repay his friends with kindness. He who spoils his son will have wounds to bandage, and will quake inwardly at every outcry. A colt untamed turns out stubborn. A son left to himself grows up unruly. Pamper your child, and he will be a terror for you. Indulge him, and he will bring you grief. Do not share in his frivolity, lest you share in his sorrow, when finally your teeth are clenched in remorse. Do not give him his own way in his youth, and do not close your eyes to his follies. Bend him to the yoke when he is young, thrash his sides while he is still small, lest he become stubborn, disobey you, and leave you disconsolate. Discipline your son, make heavy his yoke, lest his folly humiliate you. Better a poor man strong and robust than a rich man with wasted frame. More precious than gold is health and well-being, contentment of spirit than coral. No treasure greater than a healthy body, no happiness than a joyful heart. Death is preferable to a bitter life, and unending sleep to constant illness. Dainties set before the one who cannot eat are like the offerings placed before a tomb. What good is an offering to an idol that can neither taste nor smell? So it is with he who is punished by the Lord, who groans at the good things his eyes behold, like the eunuch who groans when embracing a girl. Do not give in to sadness, and do not torment yourself with brooding. A glad heart is the very life of a man. Cheerfulness prolongs his days. Distract yourself, renew your courage, drive resentment far away from you, for worry has brought death to many, nor is there anything to be gained from resentment. Envy and anger shorten one's life. Worry brings on premature old age. One who is cheerful and gay while at table benefits from his food.